I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the studio, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And a good reminder to check out our sponsor, our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So I'm joined here in studio by Tom Day, who is really bringing some fantastic industries, technologists, and revitalizing the Midwest Rust Belt by driving the development of new technologies and new products. Tom, it's actually fascinating and remarkable what you're doing and innovating. Bring a fantastic energy. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Shalom. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So let's start with the name. It's a unique name, and I know that there's a story behind it.
There is. Invent 2026. So what happens in 2026? America celebrates our 250th birthday, July 4th, 2026. And we got this started last year, 2016, and we mapped out a 10-year strategy for, as you say, reviving the Midwest economy based on applied research, entrepreneurship, new product development from new inventions that we see coming out of applied research labs here in the Midwest. So at a high level, you know, we all want to be the next Silicon Valley here in Chicago and in the Midwest. Okay, great. But how are we going to do that? And we gathered folks from the University of Chicago, Northwestern, Oregon National Laboratory, University of Illinois, who is one of our initial sponsors, and we asked their leaders of research, how can we drive an innovation economy here in Chicago and the Midwest through your research assets? And we mapped out this strategy, and that's what we're doing right now.
So the Midwest, it's not typically described as a hub for technology. You think of Silicon Valley. Why the Midwest? And when you talk about an innovation corridor, let's talk practically. What will it look like? What type of companies, what type of individuals, entrepreneurs are you hoping to attract and to call the Midwest home?
So why the Midwest, first of all? Why the Midwest is because we have so many assets here in the region. The people, of course, the talent, the research universities, the laboratories. Chicago is the only city in America with two national laboratories, Department of Energy laboratories, talking about Argonne and Fermilab. There are a ton of inventions that need to find their way into the market through new ventures. We don't see corporations doing R&D internally the way they used to maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago with Bell Labs and Xerox Labs and others. So it really does fall upon startups to drive new product development. And if Argonne or Northwestern or, you know, UChicago or any of these research hubs need to find a way to prototype and test and bring their inventions into the market, it has to come through a startup, and we're trying to engineer these collaborations. What this will look like is, well, you know, it will look like a lot of what we saw in the Bay Area maybe 60, 70 years ago. So let's tell a story of Silicon Valley. After World War II, you saw a ton of federal and defense dollars going into specifically Stanford's engineering program to go design platforms, communications platforms, radar platforms, to go fight the Soviets, okay? And from that emerged a local innovation economy where these researchers were then encouraged to go start their own businesses, one of which was Hewlett and Packard. Hewlett and Packard were engineering students at Stanford at the time. It is connecting the dots that happened in the Bay Area a couple generations ago. A similar story could be told in Boston today. That is what we're trying to do here. But what are those dots? The applied research assets, entrepreneurs, hopefully a few listening to your program right now, and public officials, also corporations. We want to drive M&A activity. So instead of entrepreneurs kind of fishing around for very few venture dollars that exist in the Midwest region, we're trying to kind of drive the development of new products and then support corporates to acquire them at the end.
So we're chatting with Tom Day, the founder of Invent 2026. Really, really interesting story. But Tom, on your website, you talk a lot about how you are developing the strategy and executing on that strategy to make to bring this dream and turn it into a reality. What steps need to be taken? You just mentioned elected officials and politicians. What changes need to take place in order to make this happen?
So I can speak to the city of Chicago, and I will let other cities kind of, we'll put aside a conversation about other cities. But in the city of Chicago, we have built 90 or 80 to 90 incubators, about 1.5 million square feet of co-working spaces. And by that, I mean kind of these open bay, jazzy working spaces where you see a bunch of folks in jeans and T-shirts in their 20s and early 30s running around and building an app, okay? We argue that 10 years ago, there was a real opportunity to drive new software platforms, new mobile applications with relatively little money and scale very quickly. And there was just a ton of seed capital that flowed toward these mobile apps, in hopes of building, Groupon, in hopes of building, all these social platforms that emerged after 2007. Well, that story was relevant in 2007. It is not relevant in 2007. Mm-hmm. Okay. What will drive innovation economies, we are convinced, in the next 10 years, is the development of sectors in the material sciences in particular. And that's great for us in the Midwest. Well, I mentioned, when we got folks from Northwestern, New Chicago, all the research laboratories together a year ago. One of the questions we asked was, what sectors, what clusters are we competitive in the Midwest region? And food and ag, we have always been a food and agricultural economy in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Energy, batteries coming out of Argonne. Water technology, 80% of the potable water that exists in the North American continent exists in the Midwest region or the Great Lakes region. In infrastructure technology, we're told that half the goods that flow by rail and by road flow through the United States, flow through the state of Illinois. We're a transportation hub. My ask of elected officials and leaders of business in Chicago, but also in the entire region, is instead of doing everything we can to bring a company like Amazon to locate its second headquarters here, we support that, but I mean, let's think a little bit more deeply and critically here. Let's build these clusters and think of our region in terms that we define these clusters and support technology and entrepreneurship in what we are competitive in. And that has always been, food and ag, infrastructure, water, and energy. We have the research assets here in the region. We just need kind of a cultural shift and a focus on the part of our elected officials to define and grow these clusters.
Fascinating. So it sounds like you have a great, clear vision on how Illinois, but Chicago specifically can develop into that, as you said, that corridor of the, I guess, the Silicon Valley East, right here in the Midwest. Very, very interesting. Tom Day, again, the founder of Invent 2026. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. We are running out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners can find you. I know you've got a lot of information out there. What's the best way to reach you and find a little bit more information?
Absolutely. Invent2026.com and follow us on Twitter at Invent2026. We'll have some announcements coming up very shortly about some programming we'll be launched. And if you're an entrepreneur, we need you. Follow us. We're going to have some things to engage you with very shortly.
Okay. Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the program. You can download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at ShalomKlein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at ShalomKlein. That's where you get a sneak peek of our guests coming up future weeks on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. As always, check out our sponsors, Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, TandemHR.com. We're giving them a call, 630-928-0510. But speaking of entrepreneurship, you don't want to touch that dial because coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and some fantastic guests, some fantastic resources. All about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano taking a look at traffic. On the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 24, going back out to Lake Hook at 27. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown at 41 for Montrose 22. On the outbound 2, O'Hare from downtown at an hour. Express lanes at half an hour. Inbound Ike, slow from North Avenue to the Tri-State. Heavy from Mannheim to Oak Park. Thorndale to the post office at 37 minutes. Out to Thorndale at an hour and 3. Heavy from Damon to Des Plaines. Inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. On the outbound at an hour, backed up from Dan Ryan to LaGrange. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25 minutes. On the outbound 295th from downtown at 35. That's heavy from 43rd all the way to the Skyway. It's currently 53 degrees with light rain, fog, and mist. Tonight, a low of 52. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 62 with a chance of showers and a low of 46. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. But I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends. But my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me. I protect them. And we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I started out vomiting with migraines at the age of 19. And about 10 years later, it got to the point where it was almost every day. This stuck with me for about another 20 years. When I was introduced to this Balance of Nature, I couldn't believe how quickly the triggers that would cause these migraines just went away.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code WIND. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code WIND.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. Thrilled to be joined by Rick Smith, the founding partner in Priority Spence Sports and Entertainment. Rick, welcome to the program. Rick, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. So you have a fascinating business, a true Chicago success story. I believe partners grew up in Highland Park, and you've really developed an interesting operation representing the very, very best and top talent in the world of professional sports. Rick, how did it all get started? When did he start Priority Sports and Entertainment? Tell us the story.
Yeah, so basically, the Reader's Digest version, because it's a long, complicated story, but a friend of mine who was a year ahead of me at Highland Park High School and I went to University of Illinois together. After college, he went to business school at Northwestern. I went to law school at Northwestern. After that, I went into a law firm. He went for a year into the financial world. Somebody gave him an opportunity. His name is Mark Bartlestein, a very well-known, prominent agent in the basketball community. And somebody gave him an opportunity. I was his outside lawyer. And then 1995, I quit my job as a lawyer and went full-time into the sports agency world, and we've built it ever since. That's a long story short.
No, that's great. So you moved from the legal world. My understanding is that you still are able to use your legal knowledge and expertise in the world that you're living in. But primarily, it sounds like you are involved in reviewing. You're working with your clients, again, the top talent in sports, with many, many endorsement deals. Tell us what a day in the life of Rick Smith is like. And if you don't mind, I'd like to push this a little bit harder. And I'm curious, what are the greatest challenges in running your business? Because you've certainly become that success story that we talked about.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, if you're a kid and you grow up a sports fan, where I always tell kids that are coming to talk to me about getting into the sports world, that if you lined up all the sports fans, I told them if you'd started in Chicago, that line, you know, goes out to California and probably further. So it's a very, very, very hard business to get into. You need a whole lot of being in the right place at the right time at the right moment, because there's very few of us who actually work in full time in the industry, can make a living doing it, and a whole lot of people that want to get in. The challenges day to day of being a sports agent or and working with professional athletes and coaches, which is what I now do, it's, you never know. I mean, literally, you never know. I'll give you an example. You know, we walk into the office a couple days ago. You never know what's going to happen when you walk into the office. But, you know, and we had just signed a player named Gordon Hayward to the Boston Celtics, and 6 minutes into his first game, and that's well over a $100 million deal, 6 minutes into his first game, he blows out his ankle in a gruesome fashion. So that was a hole to do and trying to figure all that out. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, we find out that on the Chicago Bulls, our client Bobby Portis got into a scuffle with one of his teammates at practice. And, you know, now that kid has a broken jaw and it's a mess. So that was one day.
Fascinating.
You know, I mean, it's like you have no idea. So it's just,
You're in the business of sports, and most people think of sports as something that they do on a Sunday morning to relax. But you are you're hustling all week long to make sure that people get to enjoy that experience. Some numbers that you have listed on your website are the billions, I believe, with a B, of dollars in contracts that you've negotiated just in the past few years alone. What's the secret to the success? Why Premier Sports as opposed to, I know you have some competitors out there, we won't name any names, but why are you guys better?
Well, it's Priority Sports, first of all, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
Not Premier, but anyway, you know, I think the way we've approached this thing from the beginning is kind of separates us from our competitors. First of all, we've remained as an independent company for the 25 plus years we've been in business. Many agencies have been gobbled up by very large entertainment conglomerates like CAA, Creative Athlete, you know, Artists, WME. You know, these are huge Hollywood agencies. But we decided that, you know, if we were going to basically go into the living room and sell ourselves as guys who are going to do it different, who's going to actually put your career in front of our interests, that we're about the bottom line, that we needed to remain independent. So, you know, we're the guys that make the decision. We don't answer to anybody. There's nobody above us looking at our bottom line. We can
constantly make decisions what's in the best interest of our clients as opposed to the best interest of us, because, you know, unless they get paid, we don't get paid. It's all a commission-based business.
So helping many of these folks build their career, but then also working with them on the marketing side, the endorsement deals, and the public relations as well.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I mean, that's, you know, part of our, you know, majority of our money comes in obviously from the contract revenue. We also have a staff of 7 people that are looking for always day in and day out looking for off the court and off the field opportunities for our clients. And as far as appearances, television commercials, print ads, shoe company deals. So we have a whole staff of people doing that also.
Interesting. So I do a fair amount of visiting colleges and universities, talking to young professionals in a number of different industries, and I'm frequently asked for career guidance. And one of the questions that I'm asked quite regularly are folks, young adults that are looking to get into I guess your line of work, into the world of sports management, and sometimes on the media side, sometimes on the agency side, all different angles. What advice do you have for them?
Wow, you know, it's. I'll give you the spiel I give to, you know, I've always taken the position that, you know, I was, if a young person needed some advice or needed somebody to talk to who's on the inside of the sports business, I would drop what I'm doing and help them out. Plenty of people helped me out through my life. And what I basically tell them is you're looking to literally get into a impossible business to get into. The barriers of entry are humongous. You know, everybody's looking for experience, and you know, how are you going to get experience if nobody will give you the chance to get the experience? I mean, that's the biggest dilemma that young people face. You just have to have kind of what I call two trains running on parallel tracks, meaning that, you know, you always look out for that opportunity that you may have in the sports world, but at the same time, just get yourself into the workforce, you know, develop some kind of expertise in something. Once you develop that expertise, then you can, it's probably a little easier for you to go to that sports organization, whether it's a team, whether it's a union, whether it's an agency, you know, to bring that expertise to them, because there's very few of us. I mean, there's probably 15 of us in the country that represent 90% of the players in each league. One of my friends is the owner of the Chicago Bulls. You know, other than basketball operations people, there's 75 people in that entire organization. So, I mean, you're talking about a huge barrier to entry and a lot of people wanting in. So you just have to hustle and network and build relationships, get some expertise in something, and then try to translate that into a sports career.
It's interesting what you said holds true, I think, in so many different industries. Everybody wants somebody that has the experience, but how do you get the experience? Nobody knows. You're right. It is all about networking. And I guess final question, because we are running out of time, for entrepreneurs, you are running a business. It happens to be you're in the business of sports, as we mentioned. But what advice do you have for a young entrepreneur that's out there just starting their business, really regardless of what industry that they're in? Are there any lessons in business that you've discovered in your years in running Priority Sports that you would pass along to entrepreneurs these days?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that, I mean, quickly, I just gave a talk over at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern about this. You know, people use the word networking. I like to think of it as relationship building. Take the word networking out of your vernacular and put in the words relationship building. You have to build relationships. Networking is a in and out quick thing. Nobody remembers it. Building a relationship will get you to that next relationship, that gets you that next relationship, that gets you that referral, that gets you moving forward. Build relationships. Don't just have to be an in and out, nobody remembers you kind of thing. Take the word networking out. Talk about relationships. Think the word relationship. It'll get you a whole long way.
That's great advice, Rick Smith of Priority Sports and Entertainment. Very much appreciate your time, and I know that you have a website, PrioritySports.biz, where folks can learn a lot more about the work of your fantastic team and some of the interesting talents that you're very fortunate to represent. But we appreciate your time here on the show.
No problem. Thank you, Shalom. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll be sure to follow the progress. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and entrepreneurship coming up for you. You can always get on my website, shalomkline.com. So you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. as well as get a sneak peek of who will be on in the coming weeks. We always have interesting guests, several hundred over the past few years, so check it out. Many great clips, many great podcasts. Be sure to share it with a friend. But we'll be right back after this quick break. Chicago, don't touch the dial. Get down to business. We'll be right back.
On AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. His latest push for tax reform.
It's a tremendous tax cut. I mean, especially for the middle class and especially for business. We have, you know, we're losing our companies. We have companies leaving. And I have to say, since I've been elected, that's really stopped. It's really slowed down. There's a tremendous enthusiasm for business in this country. So a lot of things have changed.
President Trump on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Critics argue the president's tax plan caters to the wealthy. He pled guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Army Sergeant Staff Sergeant Bo Bergdahl goes before a military judge tomorrow for sentencing.
The hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is expected to feature testimony from the soldiers and a Navy SEAL who were all wounded in the fruitless search for their missing comrade.
Fox's Karen McHugh. The Taliban released Bergdahl after 5 years in exchange for five Guantanamo Bay detainees. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the AM 560 Traffic Center.
Amadi Manzano taking a look at traffic on the Edens in either direction. Lakehook to the junction at about 22 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown at 32 from Montrose 17. Going back out to O'Hare from downtown at 48. Express lanes at 17 minutes. Inbound Ike sluggish from 25th to Des Plaines. Thorndale to the post office at 32. Out to Thorndale at 45 minutes from the post office. Brake lights from Holman to 25th Avenue. Inbound Stevenson slow from Central to Kedzie. 55 to LSD at 38 from the Tri-State at 28. Going back out to Veterans Memorial from Lakeshore Drive at an hour and 4. Brake lights from Ashland to Central. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 22. Going back out to 95th from downtown at 20. Slow from Garfield all the way to the Skyway. It's currently 51 degrees with light rain, fog, and mist. Tomorrow, high of 62 with a low of 46 and a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
With the holidays approaching, now's the perfect time to purchase two gifts and only pay for one. Or give a gift and keep one for yourself. Yes, folks, the MyPillow buy one, get one free offer is back. I urge you to go online or call now and take advantage. By using the promo code Amy, you'll get the absolute best deal available. I personally love my MyPillows. I get a great night's sleep by moving the fill to give me the support I need, regardless of my sleep position. And I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. They're made in America. You can wash and dry them. They're hypoallergenic, plus have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And it's great to know you're supporting a company that helped thousands of hurricane victims. So get your buy one, get one free MyPillows as gifts or for yourself by calling 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201. promo code Amy.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Dr. Amy has really helped me. After experiencing a divorce in my 50s, I wasn't sure how to handle the stress and changes I was about to encounter. I needed to find a new profession since my ex-husband and I had worked together at our own company. Plus, there were other challenges with our own grown kids, family, and friends. It was wonderful to have Dr. Amy's guidance through this difficult situation. She kept me on track and assured me I was thinking correctly. She made a very hard time easier, and I will forever be grateful. If you're going through some hard life struggles, I would highly recommend Dr. Amy and Associates.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Welcome back to the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my guest, my good friend, Eden Sturovic, the executive director of the Westridge Chamber of Commerce. I'm privileged to work with Eden on many levels in promoting the over 1,000 businesses in the Westridge, West Rogers Park area. Well, Eden, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Shalom. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So to get us started, why don't you, for our listeners that might not be familiar, and I do hope that they'll come and visit and familiarize themselves soon, why don't you share some of the highlights of what makes Westridge in Chicago such an awesome, awesome neighborhood for business and for residents?
Well, the Westridge community, as you well know, Shalom, is an extremely diverse community, and I know a lot of neighborhoods on the north side like to say that and tout that their zip code may be the most diverse in the United States, but truly in Westridge, we can say this. In our community, we have almost 50% of our people that live in the community are born outside of the United States. Out of the U.S., which I think is a fascinating statistics. And with that, we have many, many diverse businesses, great food, restaurants, retail establishments, specialty goods stores. And, you know, really it's a place that you can not only shop and get just about anything you want, but it's also a great place to open a business because rents are still relatively reasonable if you compare it to some other communities on the north side, like Andersonville and Edgewater's. Rents have been climbing, and as well as Rogers Park. So Westridge, I would invite anybody who's thinking about opening up a store or a retail establishment or a services provider to certainly look in our look to Westridge, and especially look to the Westridge Chamber of Commerce, because we can help you along the way with getting permits and licensing and getting you on your feet.
No question about it. A fantastic neighborhood. And Eden, you and I have spent a lot of time where I'd say we are both foodies. We both enjoy a delicious restaurant. You touched on this a moment ago, but there's many, many different cuisines. I think it's fair to say that Westridge is known for the areas, I guess you could call it, east of California. There's actually a book about that, for the Indian and the Pakistani neighborhoods, and perhaps west of California for the kosher and the Jewish market. But the neighborhood is so much more. There's a lot of restaurants and a lot of food options for folks that might mm-hmm. be planning their dining choices for next weekend. Tell us a little bit about some of those spectacular destinations.
Well, one place that that we visited when we had our restaurant crawl, in the two of which we've had in 2017 already, that we had in April is Simmy's, which is a New Jurian restaurant on the 6300 block of Western. And Simmy's was actually recently, I just found out today, was recently featured on Check Please. And so we're certainly going to be promoting that via our bulletin and newsletter and put it out on our social media to give them their due attention, because it's a wonderful family-run restaurant, authentic Nigerian food, Highly recommended, especially if you like spicy food. We also have Barbecue Supply Company, which was recently rebranded, renamed, which many people may know it as Rubs Barbecue, also on Western Avenue. If you like smoked food, it's also it's a great place to go, and I highly recommend it. And for those of you who know Garcia's in Lincoln Square, which is a very popular Mexican restaurant, the owners of Garcia's have opened El Garcia on the far north side of the Westridge, West Rogers Park community on Western Avenue close to Howard Street. So any one of those places I would highly recommend.
Great food. Fantastic. And let's talk about some of the other small businesses as well. Tell us a little bit about the areas that the businesses are located in for our listeners that might not be so familiar with the area.
Sure. So we have two really major retail corridors. You mentioned Devon Avenue, which is very, very diverse, stretching in the West Ridge community from Ridge to Kedzie. Many restaurants, as we've already talked about, but also specialty grocers from many different lands, from the Latin countries, Asian, European grocers as well. We have, for the South Indian community, there are many sari shops. I think we have something like a dozen sari stores just along Devon. And then Western Avenue is our other major commercial corridor that we have in West Ridge, and there you can see it all from at the south end. Northside Toyota is going to be moving. They're building a building there on Glen Lake and Western. So there's everything from car dealerships to the restaurants that we mentioned to service centers, as well as car washes, and then your sort of run-of-the-mill fast food chains that we all grow.
Aiden, I've got to squeeze in a very quick break over here. We're going to continue talking about small business and specifically the West Ridge neighborhood when we come back after this quick break. Again, we're chatting with Aiden, the executive director of the West Ridge Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be right back. Very quick break. A few quick announcements. Thanks.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano taking a look at traffic on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 24 minutes, out to Lake Hook at 27. Inbound Kennedy stop and go from the extension into the junction. O'Hare to downtown at 41, from Montrose 22. On the outbound to O'Hare from downtown at an hour. Express lanes at half an hour. Inbound Ike, slow from North Avenue to the Tri-State. Heavy from Mannheim to Oak Park. Thorndale to the post office at 37 from Mannheim 22. Out to Thorndale at an hour and 3 from the post office. Brake lights from Damon to Desplaines. Inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes. On the outbound at an hour, backed up from Dan Ryan to LaGrange. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25 minutes. Going back out to 95th from downtown at 35. Heavy from 43rd all the way to the Skyway. It's currently 53 degrees, light rain, fog, and mist. Tonight, a low of 52. Tomorrow, Monday, a chance of showers with a high of 62 and a low of 46. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Ooh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising.
What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome back. We're chatting with the executive director of the West Ridge Chamber of Commerce, a man that knows quite a bit about what struggles and opportunities the small business community has through your work with the many thousands of businesses that call West Ridge home. Eden, welcome back to the program. So we've been chatting a lot about the neighborhood in West Ridge, West Rogers Park, some of the businesses. But I want to sort of focus a little bit more globally now in our few minutes remaining to talk about small business in general. The big news this weekend is that Chicago has submitted its application to become the home of Amazon's second headquarters. What does that mean for small businesses? And what are you hearing from small businesses in general, especially the retail businesses that call the West Ridge Chamber part of their family?
Well, certainly the Amazon news is exciting. I think the potential to have a second Amazon headquarters in Chicago would mean a lot, particularly for the small business and entrepreneurs that look at it instead of Amazon for what it is in terms of business, but look at the opportunity that 50,000 jobs would bring to the Chicagoland area. Businesses are generally excited. I think that, like I said, with specialty stores, there is some tension and nervousness because a lot of them have been affected by Amazon as its business model. But many of them are becoming are adapting to those changes, and not only are they having their retail establishments, but now they're also doubling as fulfillment centers and getting online and selling through Amazon and eBay and other means and directly through their own website. So for the entrepreneurs, they're always going to find an opportunity, and with jobs and certainly what it could mean for real estate, I think that it could be nothing but positive.
Interesting. So I like that positive spin you're putting on it. I know you certainly know what the business community is talking about. But as far as the, I guess, challenges of running a retail operation in 2017, moving on to 2018, is it harder than it's been before? Are you hearing about let's call it entrepreneurs, people that are thinking about starting a business and saying, you know what, I'm going to take the plunge. I'm going to lease out a storefront on Devon, on Western, in one of these areas and take a little bit of risk. Or are you hearing a little bit more hesitation than you have in the past?
Well, there is a hesitation. And I think that one of the challenges that we have in West Ridge is that we are on the sort of fringe of the city limits, and meaning that a lot of these taxes and regulations and hidden fees that you're hearing about to keep the city budget going are actually being put on business owners. And I've had conversations with business owners that have shown some nervousness about operating in the city, particularly when you're so close to the border, and then shoppers have the option of just hopping over the border, and there's plenty of parking, and there tends to be lower prices and all of that. But what we are trying to pitch in West Ridge is that you're not going to get as much of the density, you're not going to have as much of the mom-and-pop feel as you do in West Ridge, because there are so many family-owned businesses and stores. And there really is a value to that. And I think that the small business owners that identify that value and know how to promote it are going to be the ones that are going to be more successful than ones that don't see that as an opportunity.
Great advice. And I know we could spend a long time on the next question, but we only actually have about a minute or two remaining. Regarding chambers of commerce in general, what resources do chambers certainly like the Westridge Chamber, but more globally provide to small businesses? I know you mentioned sort of a restaurant crawl earlier. What's the advantage to joining a chamber for any small business, I guess, in this country?
Mm-hmm. Well, what a chamber really is, in my eyes, in my view, is it's a representative. It represents the business interests of its members. And in Westridge, we even go beyond that. Even if you're not a member, we do have a grant from the city of Chicago. We're a neighborhood business development center, and we reach out to businesses, providing them consultation, helping them get licenses and permits, talking to prospective investors and businesses about getting set up and how to market and how to position themselves amongst the demographics, which can be somewhat complicated in Westridge because of the diversity there. A lot of my job, Shalom, has been to do exactly that, to educate businesses themselves and talk about why should they join? Why should they be a part of our organization? And not just to join and pay a yearly due, but also to get actively involved in the organization and help direct our chamber so that we can better tailor our services so that we can promote and market the businesses that are in the community.
Well, small businesses need a voice, and they certainly have that voice with the Westridge Chamber and chambers in general. I echo everything that you said, and I think that shared voice and that advocacy that the chambers can provide, the cooperative marketing, advertising that can be done. So there's lots of resources for small businesses everywhere. Of course, I know you and I work really closely together in promoting Westridge in the West Rogers Park area as a fantastic destination, whether it's for food or for shopping. So as our listeners, I certainly invite you to, as you make your plans for next week, and visit the area. But Eden, in our final few seconds remaining, how can folks learn more about the businesses and the neighborhood and the Westridge Chamber of Commerce?
Please visit our website, www.westridgechamber.org. Follow us on Facebook at Westridge Chamber of Commerce. And you can also follow us on Twitter, @WestridgeCFC.
Okay, fantastic. And thanks so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. We'll be sure to have you back on in the future. Well, coming up after the break, it's time for your business tip of the week. And we'll be talking about some tips, advice, and information for business owners and job seekers alike. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business, and we'll be right back.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen of Dr. Amy and Associates. As an integrative health and wellness center, we take a team approach to your health care, so we welcome the opportunity to work collaboratively with your current health care provider. We're different from today's typical standard of care because our focus is understanding the root cause of your health problem, not just treating the symptoms. It's a personalized approach that explores a wide range of proven treatments and one that's focused on helping you achieve your health and wellness goals so you can achieve a full, happy, and satisfying life.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Let's face it, most people don't look forward to taking their car in for repairs, but regular maintenance is crucial to preserving the investment you've made in your car. At Midwest Performance Cars, we take the pain out of maintaining your European vehicle by performing a thorough 40-point digital inspection complete with pictures. We will send your car's report and our written estimate out to you by email, text message, or phone, so you can be confident in our recommendations and can see for yourself what your car needs. We repair, road test, and wash your vehicle in preparation for pickup, then take the time to explain exactly what work was performed. We'll even remind you when your next service is due. Leave the responsibility for your vehicle maintenance up to us. At Midwest Performance Cars, we're looking out for the health of your Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, or other European nameplate. In Chicago at 1385 West Lake Street, book your appointment online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call us at 312-432-9492. And coming this summer, we will be opening our second MPC location in Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. It's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. I want to talk to you a little bit about your brand. And this really doesn't matter whether you are a small business owner or a job seeker. You have a brand. I just spent the last segment talking with my buddy Eden from the Westridge Chamber about food in some of the restaurants in the area. So I'm sure many of our listeners can relate when I mention the experience that I've had while going out to eat in the past. Have you ever walked into a restaurant one time, had a fantastic burger, and then you enjoyed the experience so much, you actually brought a business colleague along and you came back to that restaurant, but unfortunately that burger did not taste as good as the first time? That is an experience of a bad brand. It's an experience of a changed experience, and nobody should ever go through that. I have a friend in the restaurant business, and he told me that that is the most important thing when running a food service business. But for many of our listeners, you're not in the business of food service. You're running an accounting firm. You're running a law firm. You're running perhaps a sari shop. It really doesn't matter. Every single time, the experience needs to be the same. The products need to be the same. And you need to focus on make sure that the quality of your training to your staff, if you're so fortunate to be an employer, or your own experience, the experience that you are providing to your guests, to your customers, is the same. I actually just came back literally just hours ago from a business trip in Seattle. And it's funny because I actually noticed this. It was quite apparent in some of the restaurants that I visited, the stores that I shopped in, and the hotels that I paid attention to. Some of the places that I went into were small businesses, and I actually noticed from the last time I was in Seattle, I noticed that the experience was either exactly the same, quite impressive, or completely and totally different. And it was clear that it was different because of the lack of training of staff. I will mention that some of the times the experience was better, some of the times it was worse. Certainly, I want to compliment the places that have made it better. At the same time, it did not feel like a strong brand. I also popped in some of the chains, some of the larger establishments, and noticed the same thing. And it got me thinking that when you're running a small business, if you want to maintain consistency and repeat customers, you need to make sure that you're focusing on providing a high level of experience each and every time. It starts from when you open your business. It starts from when you become an employer. It starts from when you're training people in your operation to provide a level of service that you would be proud of, and a level of service that if you were visiting that business, you would want to come again and try again and again and again. That's your business tip of the week, and I would encourage you to try to put that into practice. And as I mentioned, this holds true for job seekers as well. And job seekers, you need to have a brand so people that meet you when you're applying for jobs, or you're going for those informational interviews that so many recruiters talk so much about, you need to make sure that when somebody says your name, they know exactly who you are, exactly what you do, and exactly who you are looking to meet. If every time you meet with somebody and you sort of give a different answer, then you are doing something wrong, and your brand is going to be diluted, and pretty much I could guarantee that you're going to have a hard time finding a job. The truly successful folks in career transition that I've seen that have that are getting all the meetings, networking in every possible place and every possible scenario, they're the ones that are meeting up a storm, certainly focused on their time management, certainly focused on leveraging their network and scheduling meetings as often as possible. But they are also developing a consistent message, putting out cover letters, putting out resumes that clearly articulate and differentiate themselves from everybody else that's out there on the market. That's your business tip of the week. Tips for small businesses, tips for job seekers. Hope you find it helpful. As always, I encourage you to get on my website, shalomkline.com, to download the podcast from this week and get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week. I also encourage you to check out our sponsor, Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. What a fantastic lineup of guests. Check them all out. We'll be posting links to their websites on my website. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,